This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. There continues to be infighting in Israel and the Gaza Strip, and Israel's now facing a widening conflict as deadly violence continues across the West Bank, with airstrikes and bombings in Gaza and unprecedented unrest among Arabs and Jews inside the country. The West Bank clashes are described as among the most intense in over two decades, and the Palestinian Health Ministry says overall fatalities from strikes on Gaza has risen to at least 126. Hamas, Islamists, and other Palestinian armed groups in the enclave launched more than two dozen rockets at Israel since Monday, killing at least nine people. Air raid sirens have been heard wailing across the country throughout the week against the blast of the Israeli missile defense system known as the Iron Dome. Hamas vowed revenge after Israeli police clashed with Palestinians at the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound, igniting a week of conflict unlike any in Israel's recent history. A Lebanese man was shot and killed by Israeli troops on Friday after he and others protesting in support of Palestinians tried to cross a security fence on the border with Israel. That is according to Lebanon State News Agency. The Israeli military had earlier claimed a number of people in Lebanon had damaged the border fence, set fire to a field, and then retreated after Israeli tanks fired warning shots. And a French court on Friday upheld a police ban on pro-Palestinian demonstrations planned in Paris Saturday, but the organizers said they're not canceling.